PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
That's right, here we go, bonus episode. Welcome to Cinema Crespo. So. I'm your host, Chris Crespo. With me is Drew Chicago.
You know there's an echo effect on the board that you have.
But then I gotta find it. Okay.
You can do it, Chris. I have faith in you. Echo. There you go. Crespo. Cinema.
Hey, what? Where's my echo?
Echo.
Check 1, 2. Where's my echo? Damn it.
I'm the only one in space.
Launch you to space.
I'll launch myself into space. Give me a couple minutes.
Guys, we're already off to a great start to this bonus episode.
We've got fuckery, drug references. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's already.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
I love when guests come in and then, like, we go off on one of our tangents and a guest is like, oh, I derailed the show, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
no, we derail the show on a constant basis.
Like, we chopped up those rails and sold them for scrap years ago. This train ain't going nowhere.
I thought you were going somewhere else with chopping up rails, Chris.
Just chopping up some rails. You know in movies when, like, there's just, like, lines of coke laying on the table?
Exactly.
And, like, no one's doing them?
Yeah,
like,
no, that is not the way it works in real life.
In real life,
the second that line of cocaine is out, it is up somebody's nose. Yeah. Gone.
What is this? What is this, a movie? We're doing a 2018 preview episode. We've done this, I believe, almost every year we've been doing the show.
Perchance.
I think even one of our very first episodes, episode 1 or 2, we did a whole, in the actual episode, a preview of the entire year. That episode ended up being very, very long. Mm-hmm. So we broke down them special bonus episode. So let's see how quickly we can get through talking about every single weekend of 2018. Now, honestly, first off,
There are some movies that
are not going to be on the list because they're technically 2017 movies. Like, The Post comes out on the 12th.
There are obviously some movies that are still being made. They don't have release dates yet. They will be coming out this
that
year
That are
eventually.
Expected to be coming out this year. So maybe movies don't have actual titles or a release date could bounce around. And as we get towards the end of the year, there are less and less movies. There are less and less release dates.
Yes.
So, all right, here we go. Let's get started. We're going to start with the weekend of January 12th. And this is all according to IMDb.
We got Paddington 2 that comes out.
Funny
if
thing about that.
Cares.
Well, you know, Paddington was a surprise hit. People really like it. I've yet to see it, but people like really like that movie. Enough that I'm like, maybe I should watch Paddington. And the funny thing about Paddington 2 is that it was produced by the Weinstein Company, and they got out of that. They got that distribution deal when all that fuckery went down.
Mm.
Paddington 2 is now distributed by someone else, okay. And the Weinstein names have been wiped off the thing. Interesting stuff.
Also coming out that weekend, The Commuter.
Oh, yeah, we've seen this commercial trailer a bunch in the last few weeks.
Liam Neeson fights on a train.
From the director of Orphan and The Shallows.
Mm.
I don't know how to say his first name. I assume it's French. J-A-U.
Jean
Collet-Serra.
Yeah, sounds right.
And he's an interesting filmmaker, though. His movies, I tend to like. I like them.
But they're not all that great.
They're not all that great. I think he also did that one plane movie that Liam Neeson did. So he has him on a train, and he had him on a plane, and now he has him on a train.
I'm
pretty sure it's the same.
Neeson on train.
Now we're just moving Neeson around on different...
Neeson's on planes, Neeson's on trains.
Different commuter aspects of Neeson heroism.
Mm.
A few years ago, Neeson was like, I'm going to wind down these action movies. I'm starting to get too old
for him.
Recently, he came in an interview. He was like, you know what? I think I'm going to keep doing these as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
So he's our... he's this generation's...
old man action.
Old man... What's his name? I'm thinking specifically...
Charles Bronson?
Yes. All the Death Wish movies.
Uh-huh. Also coming out that weekend, Proud Mary.
Proud Mary, I've seen this trailer a couple times. It looks okay. I hope it's more... like 70s blaxploitation-y than the...
Well, I mean, from...
Because, like, the font and the
from the
is.
Look of the poster, it looks like that's what they're going.
That they're going for, like, a, yeah. This is 2018 Foxy Brown. Yes. Which is, I'm down with that. That could be a lot of fun.
I don't...
I like Taraji P. Henson. She's wild.
Coming from this group and from what I've seen of the trailer, I think that's what they're trying for. That's what
they're trying for, but I don't know.
I do not think they have achieved.
Yeah, we'll see. Like the John Wick trailer, when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is exciting looking. Yeah. Proud Mary was like, I don't know. Atomic Blonde was like, this looks dope.
Yeah, exactly.
And then this is like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm going to hold out hope. I really like Taraji P. Henson, so I'm going to hold out hope that's good.
And there's a bunch of other crap.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to leave it up to your discretion to cut out the stuff that people aren't generally
going
to be
interested in. Does not matter. January 19th.
Okay, which is the weekend Phantom Thread comes out, but that's a 2017 movie.
12 Strong.
The classified story of the horse soldiers.
With Thor.
Decent cast, actually.
Yeah, no, I mean, Michael Shannon's in it.
Michael Shannon, Chris Hemsworth.
Michael Pena is obviously the brown funny man.
He's the brown funny man.
Because...
We need the brown funny man.
We need brown funny man. Well,
this is based on true story. Maybe they just had a brown funny man in the group. Maybe they had a Rodriguez.
They probably had a funny man. He probably wasn't brown.
Who knows? I don't know. There could be brown, plenty of brown people in the... maybe even a disproportionate amount of brown and black people in the military due to the government's penchant for trolling the poorer neighborhoods for recruitment, et cetera, et cetera. You know what? I'm so sick of... I've been on this case for years, like with the 13 hours last year. This is also in January.
Mm-hmm.
Because American Sniper, I think, came out. No, maybe that was more of a November-ish release. For some reason, January studios have decided this is the patriotic war movie time of the year. Mm. Lone Survivor came out January. 13 Hours came out 2 years ago in January. Mm. And now this is coming out in January. I feel like that's just they're shooting for that. And why do I want to think American Sniper came out around that time? Or was that more like a November release? I really can't remember. It just, you know, when in the movie, William Fichtner hands Chris Hemsworth the medal, Twisted Metal. He's like, this is from the world, from the Twin Towers. You know, you carry this with you. It's like, man, it's like, do we need more?
Yes.
Do we need this in our art?
Apparently.
I understand the need, the idea of recognizing the soldiers who put their lives on the line, et cetera, fought for us and their ideals. But there's a fine line between that and, like, giving us some, like, propaganda jingoistic, you know, right?
Yeah.
The brown people are bad. The Muslims, damn the Muslims, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. It's a body. It's tricky. It's weird. Am I going to see this movie? I don't know.
Probably not.
I don't know.
I really don't care.
They're horse soldiers.
Sweet.
There's horse stunts.
Awesome. And no horses were harmed.
They put that in the trailer.
Yep. Also coming out that weekend, Den of Thieves.
Yep, crime, drama, saga. You know, people always trying to make the next Heat.
Yeah, they really are.
Always failing.
They keep trying.
Always failing. We had Takers a while back. We got this. We got, what? I feel like there's another one that stands out. There's another crime movie that was either boring or just not good. It's another one where the trailer, I've seen the trailer a couple times, and it's like they're trying to sell this as like, this is going to be this big, epic, heavy crime movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it... looks like an FX pilot.
No, I was about to say, but it
doesn't look that good.
But it's got O'Shea Jr. and 50 Cent.
O'Shea
Jr. I'm okay with. He's an up and comer.
And I'm fine. I'm actually fine with 50 Cent.
It all depends.
I've never not liked him in a movie. I've only seen him in a few things, but I've never not liked him. To be fair, Curtis Jackson,
something like that.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. Gerard Butler, though. Been a long time since 300, Gerard.
And you put out a lot of garbage.
He made a lot of movies. How he keeps getting to make more.
Yep, he does. Somebody likes him. Maybe he gives a great handy.
Maybe he gives a great handy. We all know how Hollywood works. It's been confirmed. Men and women alike.
Yeah.
You're expected to put out for certain... yep, we will go with that. Allegedly, that is how Gerard Butler starts a career. That's what we're going to stick with.
He gives great handies.
Gives great handies. It's like spots and handies.
All right, and there's some weird drama, music, romance. I don't even know what the fuck.
That's a weird name for a movie.
No, Forever My Girl. It's a drama, music, romance. It's got a dude with a guitar and a girl holding hands walking through a cornfield.
Okay, no one cares about that one.
I don't know what the fuck that even is. Coming out January 26th.
There we go.
The Maze Runner, colon, The Death Cure.
This is the one where Dylan O'Brien almost died, apparently, doing some sort of stunt. He had his face smashed and had to go through surgery or something, or other. I don't know what exactly would happen. They shut down production for a while. Weren't even sure if they were going to finish the movie. And that's how bad his accident was. Yeah, so I almost feel like we got to see the movie just to honor this guy's like near-death experience.
And find out just exactly where it was. Like, was that it? Was it that one? Was
stunt? I'm sure they won't be able to tell. Man, I can barely... Like, Maze Runner was okay enough with a very basic concept. The Scorch Trials was like, what? Some sort of zombie-fied virus creature monsters out there in the desert. Welcome to the Scorch. And now it's a death cure. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's, you know, there's something about a flare or something.
Yeah, I've seen two of these already, I guess.
I still maybe, know what's going on.
Maybe see the third one. I have no idea. What else?
February 2nd.
Yes.
Winchester.
Now, this is actually kind of an interesting movie.
A Helen Mirren in a horror flick?
Yeah, exactly. It's like Helen Mirren and Jason Clarke, who is now past the point of having to do cheap horror. So whenever someone like Patrick Wilson was in Insidious, that's why I saw Insidious.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't in any of the sequels, I think. Maybe in the second one. Yeah, so it was like Jason Clarke, who was all right. But then Helen Mirren, like, what? And then it's the whole Winchester Mansion, which is supposedly a real thing. It's a surreal trail. Like, it's constantly under construction with no rhyme or reason. So there's like weird hallways and stairwells. And
it seems
weird looking.
It does. It looks like it could be a lot of fun.
It could be a lot of fun, or it could be garbage. Because then the trailer does end with the old stupid. God, how hacky is it that every movie and trailer has to do this? You know, someone's looking in a mirror, especially a mirror that moves.
Yeah, and then there's a ghost in the mirror.
Yeah, it's like how many variations can we do? Like, he moves the mirror, puts it back, and then there's the ghost in the mirror, or he moves the mirror and the ghost is behind the mirror. Or how many? You know, there's only like three or four different things. Yeah. Every movie has done them now multiple times.
Yep,
let's do something new, guys. Come on, something new. No more mirror gags.
On to February 9th.
Hashtag no more mirror gags. February 9th. Valentine's Day weekend. First off, Winchester coming out Super Bowl weekend. Yep. So actually, that's not such a good sign for that movie.
No, it is not at all. So,
now that I think about it, the movie's probably a piece of garbage. We'll see it anyway. And then February 9th, Valentine's Day weekend.
Shades Free.
I think that's the weekend before Valentine's Day. It would make sense.
Yeah, it is. No, they always do the Valentine's Day thing for these Fifty Shades,
right? Exactly. And we keep seeing the trailer for this one.
It looks just as unsexy as all the rest of them have.
Mm. Actually, I think this one looks slightly sexier than the, especially than the first one. Saw the first one, didn't have a plot. The second one, I saw the trailer, had no idea what was going on. And now seeing the trailer for this one, I'm like, what are these movies about? I have no idea what these movies are even
about.
It's fucking fascinating. What's next?
February 16th.
February 16th, yes.
Samson.
Samson comes out February 16th?
Samson!
I'll see Samson.
Chris's movie!
It looks cheap as shit, but I'll see it.
It's Chris's movie!
Yeah, man. Samson, I've been saying for years, will make a great, great movie. Great story. Wild story. A lot of violence.
The newest animation stuff from the people who do the stupid sheep and the bunnies.
The Wallace and Gromit folks?
Wallace and Gromit folks. Yeah. Their new movie, Early Man, comes out.
Yeah, another one of these caveman movies.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me see something here.
It's got Tom Hiddleston.
What a fucking dog. I'm going to kill that dog. What about Tom Hiddleston?
Tom Hiddleston voices part of Early Man. So does Maisie Williams.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Because they get all the big Brit actors.
They get the big Brits, and it's their legacy company, and it's easy work.
Yeah, exactly.
Quick money, quick buck.
And
good for them. I wish I could be a voiceover actor.
Last but certainly
I got
not
voices.
Least.
Hello!
There's this tiny little movie called Black Panther.
Black Panther, there we go. Out. February 16th comes out that weekend. Definitely looking forward. That's the first big anticipated movie of 2018
sure. It's going to be so wacky.
It's going to be a crazy, fun movie, hoping. And hopefully it'll make a ton of money. Probably will. And Black Panther.
Should be awesome.
The first big movie of 2018. Coming kind of early, February, middle of February. That's cool. I'm fine with that.
The weekend after that... We get Annihilation, Chris.
All right, so two big movies to end out the month of February on the backs of Super Bowl and Valentine's Day. Annihilation, the new one from Alex Garland. Adaptation of a novel. as opposed to a graphic novel this time. Some sort of what is it? So there's a giant soap bubble is expanding in the forest.
And inside the soap bubble, it looks like
they're causing everything to mutate. In some way.
Not just mutate, but like plants and animals seem to be mixing. Other animals seem to be mixing with like in the trailer they're like this crocodile has shark's teeth.
Yep.
And you see the so the deer that seem to have flowers growing from their antlers. Skull.
Yeah.
So
there's some weird genetic fuckery going on inside this soap bubble.
Well, no, exactly. And obviously people are freaked out because things are dying. But like Natalie Portman said in the trailer, it's not destroying things. It's creating something new.
That's because I bet you at that point she's like been in there for so long that she's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah.
She believes in the bubble and what it's doing. And she's like, no, this is good. This is a good thing. Mm-hmm. The old have to destroy something to create. Right, you got to break some eggs,
exactly,
to make an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I've seen this trailer a few times. I don't know. I'm on the fence.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on the fence. I'm not sold. I am not totally sold. So
I'm
going to this one with kind of medium expectations, as opposed to Ex Machina.
I am sold.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just weird enough and just crazy enough, and
that looks weird and crazy.
And the acting talent that they have in this movie.
No schlubs.
Is
Portman, Isaac.
I mean, dude, the majority of the people in this movie are female.
That's right, yeah. The crew.
Natalie Portman, Tessa Thompson, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Maybe because they figure something out. We can only send in the women.
I don't know. Either way, I don't know.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, that's the other person. Yes.
It looks super weird and
love JJ, yeah.
Right up my alley.
All right, yeah. So. We'll see. And week after Black Panther, that's going to be a fun two weekends right there for sure.
And also coming out that weekend, that weird Game Night movie.
Same weekend as Annihilation?
Yeah.
Game Night looks like... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the only reason why I'm interested in it is because of Bateman. Jason Bateman, whenever he's in R-rated comedies, they tend to have a certain tone to them, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's always interesting in these things.
That's what's got me interested in the movie.
It's sort of every man asshole thing. It's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange. Yeah. And I like Rachel McAdams. Does she do a lot of comedies? Wasn't she in Mean Girls? Was she one of the Mean Girls?
Yes, she was. She was also in. Oh man, she was. Oh, what was it? There was something that she was comedic in recently, but I don't remember what it was. Mm-hmm. Can't think of it.
Well, here we go. This one looks like a weird movie. Again, medium expectations on Game Night on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
And now we're on to March.
All right, March. Here we go.
Oh, looks like. Oh, what the hell? Maybe Game Night comes out March 2nd. It's on both.
It's listed twice?
Listed twice.
Stupid IMDb. They don't know what's going on.
Also coming out that weekend, Alpha.
Yes. Someone was like, what if we remake The Revenant, but with CG?
Uh-huh. And put it 20,000 years ago as opposed to now.
And make it about a kid and a dog.
Yeah. No, it's not The Revenant. This is...
But it is Revenant.
This is the dramatization of how man...
Domesticated dogs. I know.
That's what this is.
But they did it via, there's a kid, they left him for dead, and then he wakes up, and then he has to trudge back through the wilderness himself, so that's the Revenant part.
Gotcha.
That's why there's still a Revenant thing going on there. But yes, along the way, he finds a wild dog and domesticates it, and it's his buddy. So it's Marley and Me meets the Revenant. That's what's going on.
Also coming out that weekend.
What was that one movie, 10,000 BC, that I saw part of on TV recently?
That was awful.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
I saw a few minutes of it. I was like, oh, no. Dude, what were they thinking?
Speaking of Old Man Action and Death Wish.
Death Wish Bruce Willis remake with Bruce Willis.
Is coming back.
Here we go. The Bruce Willis is the problematic white guy taking vigilante justice in his own hands. We'll see how Eli Roth navigates this movie in our current political climate of white guys feeling the need to solve their problems with guns.
Yeah. Also coming out that weekend.
Also coming out. Here we go.
Red Sparrow.
Oh yes, it's Jennifer Lawrence movie, directed by Francis Lawrence, no relation. The dude who did the. That's three or four. He's the one who jumped in on the Hunger Games, and then he also did Water for Elephants, and what else did he do? Constantine years ago. He did the Constantine movie.
Constantine, the movie wasn't great, but it kind of was.
It was okay. It, at the moment.
It kind of was.
He's an interesting director. Not great, but doesn't seem so bad, though. So
I mean, you know, when you've got What's-His-Face is the devil, and What's-Her-Name is Gabriel.
Yeah, in Constantine.
Yeah, Constantine.
Jimon Honsu.
Yeah.
And Tilda Swinton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we'll see. Red Sparrow, Jennifer Lawrence. She's some sort of Soviet-trained, like...
Sex spy.
Sex killer?
No, she's a sex spy.
She's a sex spy.
Basically, she's a spy that uses her sexuality as a weapon.
All right, they call them Red Sparrows.
Yeah, Joel Egerton's in it, too.
All right, there we go. Joel Egerton getting some work.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Coming out March 9th.
Here we go.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Disney's A Wrinkle in Time, directed by Ava DuVernay, which is, it's been a few years since Selma already. So people have been wondering what she was going to do next after Selma. And she did this adaptation of the, what's her name, Madeline L'Engle classic? Madeline L'Engle. Yeah, that's y'all.
Awesome. Sure, if
you
say so.
Yeah, you know, you never read A Wrinkle in Time? Did
nope.
you ever read it?
Nope.
I read it a bunch, but I was like, I really want to say like fourth grade. So what is that, 9? Man, that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember being, you know, it's a weird book. It involves like interdimensional travel, and there's the ultimate bad guy is the Nothing, which is like, I think it's called the Nothing, and it's like just devouring the universe in darkness. It's supposed to be a Christian allegory somehow, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But the book is pretty wild, I remember. But also, like, it's still meant for kids, though.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it could be fun.
It could be fun. The movie looks over the top.
It does. It looks like a sci-fi fantasy weirdness.
And yes, and the shots of Chris Pine in that like long and orange weird, room
yeah.
makes me think of the Holy Mountain. Jodorowsky's the Holy Mountain.
Yeah, a little bit.
And Ava DuVernay is extremely smart. She knows what the Holy Mountain is.
Or what's
I would not be surprised if that's
oh, true. What's the one that's all super neon and kind of in space? We watched it on Netflix.
Super neon all in space.
Got that same kind of like single color thing going for a lot of it. It's very much like Holy Mountain. It's a weird ass fucking movie.
Older?
No.
Newer?
Yes, newer.
I don't know.
I need like the name of it.
What happened to it?
Oh, there. I mean, there's a girl in a room.
It's a girl in a room. Okay. It's an outer space.
Yeah.
Girl in a room. Are you sure it's an outer space?
Maybe not outer space.
Are you
space.
Talking about Beyond the Black Rainbow?
Yes.
Okay, that was not her space.
No.
That was just in some weird, like, facility.
Okay.
Yeah, because remember at the end she breaks out?
Oh.
And then the guy, yeah, spoiler alert, the guy, like, slips on a rock and hits his head and dies. Yeah, it's a really dumb ending.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not much of a story.
But yes, Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Beyond the Black Rainbow.
Reminded me of that, though.
Gorgeous
that
movie.
That scene reminded me of that movie.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying. The monochromatic.
Yeah.
Beyond the Black Rainbow, if you're into super stylized movies with very dope soundtracks and, like, enigmatic scenes... Beyond the Black Rainbow will give you that. If you only want like a cohesive story,
not gonna get that.
With a great ending,
not gonna get that.
You gotta know what you're getting out of these things.
Also coming out that weekend, The Strangers: Pray at Night.
I saw the poster for this and I was like, man, they're making a sequel to that piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That movie sucks.
Yes,
I am on team. Fuck that movie.
also coming out, man. I wonder if he's related to Joel. Directed by Nash Egerton.
Yeah, probably not.
Starring David Oyelowo, Charlize Theron, Joel Egerton, and Amanda Seyfried.
Well, if Joel Egerton's in, well, then maybe yes. If Joel's in, then
it's
maybe.
Called Gringo.
Gringo.
Starring David Oyelowo and Charlize Theron.
I'm down with that.
What the? Why haven't I seen a trailer for this movie yet?
Well, I mean, we haven't seen trailers for a lot. We haven't seen a trailer for Jumping the Gun a couple months, but we haven't seen a trailer for Solo yet.
Oh, I mean, you're right.
Yeah. Right? That's gigantic.
No.
So, you know, it's weird how movies sometimes find their... Like, you know, going through the year, when you're looking, as you get later and later, you see way less posters and promo art and information on some of these movies. So, yeah, I'm sure this thing will sneak up on us in a few months, and then we'll be like, oh my god, it's the new... Nash Edgerton?
Nash Edgerton.
All right. Maybe it's his father.
Also coming out that weekend...
Maybe it's his son.
Thoroughbreds.
Maybe it's his nephew on his brother's side. Thoroughbreds?
Thoroughbreds.
What's that?
Two upper-class teenage girls in suburban Connecticut rekindle their unlikely friendship after years of growing apart with the girl from The Witch.
Yes.
Where they're going to murder the fuck out of some dude, and one of them has what, she has like empathy issues, where like she doesn't feel things.
She doesn't have empathy.
Yeah.
It's called being a sociopath.
Yeah, there you go.
Anton Yelkin's in it, apparently, yes. Right? That's his last role.
Yep.
I thought you already saw his last role.
Yep.
It's like a year later. Yes, saw this trailer a couple of times, a couple of different trailers. Look,
it looks fun.
Looks good. Thoroughbreds. Yes. Yeah. It's, what's her name?
Anya Taylor-Joy.
Anya Taylor-Joy and Lily Rose Depp, right?
Olivia Cooke.
Olivia Cooke looks just like Lily Rose Depp. Olivia Cooke was in... God, what was she in?
I don't know.
She was in something. I was like, it's... God, yeah. Right. Moving on.
Come, March 16th.
There we go.
Alicia Vikander is Lara Croft in... Tomb Raider.
Is it just called Tomb Raider? No, Tomb Raider, the search for Curly's gold.
Tomb Raider. Just Tomb Raider. It looks like they're taking... the success of the video game franchise that they relaunched recently.
Did they?
Yes, a couple years ago. They relaunched Tomb Raider. Yeah, they made it more realistic. And less cartoony. You know, instead of hot girl with big boobs running around, it's like an actual like person with like a storyline.
I remember that. I remember seeing the designs of the updated Lara Croft.
Yeah, because I've played them both, and they're fantastic games. Just looking at the poster... Alicia Vikander is that Lara Croft. She's wearing the same uniform that Lara Croft has been wearing in the video games.
Right, so building off the revitalized success. The success of the revitalized franchise, yep. Bringing in a new movie. A lot of people forget about those Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movies.
Yeah.
The first one had Daniel Craig in it.
Yeah. Well, this one's got Walton Goggins in it.
Walton Goggins?
That's fun. I know how much you love your Walton.
It's fun to say. He's a good actor.
He is.
He's fun. He plays a lot of interesting roles.
And he's got a silly name.
Walton Goggins! All right,
what's also coming out, 7 Days in Entebbe.
Why is this sound familiar?
Inspired by true events of the 1976 hijacking of Air France flight en route to Tel Aviv to Paris and the most daring rescue mission ever attempted. Starring Rosamund Pike, Daniel Brühl, Eddie Marsan, and Ben Schnitzer.
Daniel Brühl's got a TV show.
The Alienist.
Yes. I want to watch it.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah.
He's in it. There's some other guy that I've seen in other things. I forget what his name is. Never mind. I've seen him in things. Dakota Johnson's in it. Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning, yes. Dakota Fanning.
Also coming out, I know how much you love Nick Robinson, so I'm bringing up Love, Simon.
Good for him.
He's still getting work, Chris.
Good for you, Nick Robinson. I wonder if the very young girls still like him, or has he aged out yet?
I don't know.
We'll find out when I tweet about him.
March 23rd.
March 23rd.
Isle of Dogs.
Yes, Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs. Fantastic. I love that trailer.
Looking forward to it. Yes. Looks like so much fun.
Looks like a very interesting... I'm Wes Anderson.
Everybody's coming back. Scarlett Johansson, Greta Gerwig, Frances McDormand, Ed Norton.
Plus, add a bunch of people.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's always adding people to his...
His repertoire.
His carousel of players.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, Isle of Dogs. Looking forward to it very much.
And also that weekend, Pacific Rim Uprising.
All right. Pacific Rim Uprising. Directed by the showrunner for the Daredevil Netflix series. Steven DeKnight. At least Del Toro picked the director.
Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like it could be interesting. I mean, at least Mr. Boyega's getting some work.
Good for Boyega's getting the works. And who knows? Maybe they can find some fun ways to...
I mean, he's got that thin mustache. He almost looks like Stacker Pentecost.
He could be a Stacker Pentecost Jr. He's a Stacker Jr. He's a baby Stacker. Do they call him baby Stacker?
That's weird.
Pacific Rim : Baby Stacker. Yeah, there we go.
March 30th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is a tiny little movie called Ready Player One that comes out.
Man, that's a lot of fun. March 30th. That means I was totally expecting this to be a summer movie. I'm shocked.
The Bendelsohn's in it.
The Bendelsohn hashtag. The Bendelsohn.
Oh, who's? I bet he plays the bad guy.
He plays the Serrano.
The guy who runs the
IOI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in charge of all those suck sores.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's totally the bad guy. And Olivia Cooke's in this. Who's in Thoroughbreds?
Yes,
she's in all the marketing for this.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she plays. What's her name?
I think she plays Artemis.
Yeah, she does. I mean, she doesn't have
spoiler alert. I think she plays Artemis.
She doesn't have the birthmark.
She's also not fat.
or ugly.
She's supposed to be a little fat and have a weird birthmark.
And she's supposed to be spoiler attractive, but books. Not.
Anyway, I mean, Spielberg already said that he changed a lot of things, stuff anyway. Yeah. So, and you can tell from the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Very different. Mm-hmm. So, man, I really thought it was a summer movie. It's a while that comes out end of March. That's soon. That's 2 months away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
April 6th.
There we go. We're ramping up into the summer with the spring movies.
Leslie Mann and John Cena star in Blockers.
Blockers. Cock Blockers. Originally called Cock Blockers. Well, I mean, the studio got cold feet at the end, yep, and they just slapped a rooster on the poster.
And called it Blockers.
They just called it Blockers. But they're three parents. Three parents, right?
Trying
separate
to
parents.
Trying to
keep their three daughters
from having sex
on prom night. Mm-hmm. There you go.
I plan on seeing A Quiet Place that weekend.
A Quiet Place, interesting looking horror film with a terrible title.
John Krasinski directed it.
Oh, I wonder why they put that into the trailer. Krasinski directed it?
That, interesting. Very interesting.
He saw Jordan Peele direct the movie. He was like, oh, I can direct a horror film to get accolades as well.
Maybe?
And it's like, I'm married to Emily Blunt. She'll be in my movie.
Yeah, she will, because she is.
So, there we go. Krasinski, A Quiet Place. They're a family in the middle of the woods, and they gotta be extra quiet.
Because there are obviously some monsters that will kill them.
That work on sound, yeah, apparently.
Some sort of
like extreme sound.
Not even extreme, just sound period almost. Like, it seems like once you hit like a certain
decibel level,
they're like, oh shit.
Which isn't very loud, seemingly. No. Yeah. So it's a quiet, it's a very quiet trailer for a long time. And, I am intrigued by there's a shot of the wall and there's like three claw marks on the wall, very long claw marks. Ooh, I wonder what these monsters are.
I'm interested in the whole movie.
Yeah, could be good.
It's a really cool concept.
Cool concept, heavy sound design.
Yeah.
It's like also kind of like an interesting companion piece to that movie Lights Out that came out,
yeah,
I think it was last year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Next one, they'll do one on smells.
April 13th.
Here we go.
The New Mutants. Speaking of Anya Taylor-Joy again.
Yes, in this one, a sort of horror film genre take on the X-Men mutants.
Yeah, the X-Men franchise.
It's the X-Men franchise, and it's about a bunch of young mutants in some sort of facility being horrified by their abilities and powers and trying to get through them.
Yep.
Well, it's pretty good, actually.
I think it has the potential to be...
It'll be good. I like them.
Like Deadpool style, Logan style, where it's this very adult, very almost real, as opposed to this fantastical comic book stuff.
Instead of it's still supernatural, but not like
but not like Thanos in space.
Right. It's people in a padded room.
Exactly. April 20th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. Cheech and Chong's How High, starring RZA as Cheech and Method Man as Chong and Joe Pesci as Joe Pesci.
Nope. Sorry.
I totally see that movie.
Instead, we get Dwayne Johnson's Rampage.
Yeah, okay. I was excited about this movie until it was announced that it was from the director of San Andreas.
Yep.
And then the trailer is like, yeah, this doesn't look very good.
Uh huh.
Looks very disappointing.
Also coming out, Cloverfield Movie 2018.
So this is, they updated it. They put it in the correct spot. You'll list it as its February release date, but on the desktop, they fixed it. It got pushed 2 months. This is that God Particle movie, I think also starring David Oyelowo. Does it say there?
It doesn't say on there. It says Elizabeth Debicki, Daniel Brühl, Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
She's the chicken Black Panther.
And Chris O'Dowd.
Gugu Mbatha-Raw. What else was she in? I thought she was in something else besides Black Panther. Or maybe I'm just imagining things. Maybe I'm mixing her up with Lupita Nyong'o. Because they do. I'm not trying to be racist. They do look kind of similar. A couple black chicks with short hair, they look kind of similar. I'm sorry, guys.
And
a couple of good-looking black chicks. I'm sorry, they look alike.
Last, but certainly not least,
a lot of white people look alike.
I know that everybody has been waiting for this movie. Finally, Chris. April 20th, 2018. Super Troopers Dose.
A lot of people have been waiting for this Super Troopers movie, which is crazy. They crowdfunded it. They kickstarted the budget. They got it made. I feel like they're a few years too late on this one, but...
Yeah, but they got Rob Lowe, Linda Carter, and Brian Cox.
You know what? they kickstarted like $1 million. If we kickstarted $1 million, we could get a movie featuring Rob Lowe, Linda Carter, and Brian Cox. We could.
How much for just Brian Cox?
Scale wages. We could get him for union scale wages. Throw in a bottle of Glenfiddich and he's here.
Let's fucking do it.
All right, let's make a movie with Brian Cox. He was in the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why. No, exactly. The fact that he was in the first one, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, he's got a sense of humor. He's
Of course. Of course he does.
His last name's Cox.
He was, he's in all those Red movies, trying to get with Helen Mirren the whole time. Yeah, he's the horny Russian.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. And April 27th, Traffic. Don't know what even the fuck it is.
It's
a thriller, though. TRAFFIK.
Oh, Thug Life. I have no idea.
I don't know. It's the only thing for that weekend, so right. That's why I announced
okay.
it.
Okay. Now we're getting to the summer. The big old summer.
Yes. Summer.
We'll go through this pretty quickly because I'm sure we'll do another summer guide April.
We're already getting to the point where it's only like one movie a weekend.
Yeah, sure. That too.
So May 4th, Avengers Infinity War.
Of course. It's coming out. It's going to be a gigantic movie finally coming out. Looking forward to what else can we say about Avengers Infinity War?
I mean, either you're in or you just don't care and you're out.
Exactly. They made so many movies by this point. Yeah. You're in or out.
May 11th, Life of the Party.
What is that?
It's a comedy with Melissa McCarthy, Julie Bowen, Julian Jacobs, and Shannon Purser.
All right, Melissa
directed
McCarthy
by Ben Falcone.
That's her husband.
Plot details are under wraps.
So it's a Melissa McCarthy comedy directed by her husband who he did, I think, Identity Thief, maybe. I'm almost positive he directed Tammy. So, like, the lower level McCarthy movies, mm-hmm. Ben Falcone directs. He's the guy who played the U.S. Air Marshal in Bridesmaids that she hits on.
Yes.
And then this happens often. The first weekend of May is always, like, the biggest movie of the summer. And then the second weekend of May, it's you got to counter program because you're expecting a lot of holdovers. So it's either a comedy or a horror film, something lower budget. And then the week after that, then the third weekend of May is typically another big movie. Sometimes the first R-rated movie of the summer. Because again, people are trying to stay clear of now for the last number of years, mm-hmm. whatever Marvel movie is still dominating at the box office.
And you are right, Chris. May 18th, we get the Slender Man movie.
Ah,
which is unrated. And also starring and directed by Bradley Cooper. A Star is Born.
Yeah, so there you go. A musical. Big budget musical. So now, again, we're getting away from the genre that's been kicking ass for a couple weeks. But still, it's something sort of big budget and intriguing. Yeah. Bradley Cooper is a star, but what's starring Lady Gaga, I'm pretty sure?
It has it as her actual... I don't know what her name is.
Jennifer something?
No, it says Bradley Cooper, Sam Elliott, Bonnie Somerville, and Anthony Ramos. Mm. Those are the top billed.
I could have sworn it was Lady Gaga.
She might be. Maybe she's just... And then also an untitled Leica project is coming out.
Oh, yeah? No. All right, that's cool. So some stop motion.
Yeah.
Like a Caroline or whatever.
Exactly.
Or the Box Trolls one.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
May 25th.
Yep.
Solo, : A Star Wars Story.
So Disney taking both the beginning weekend of May and Memorial Day weekend with their second Star Wars spinoff movie after Rogue One. I'm interested to see how this does box office wise. What's the expectation for... This is the first summer Star Wars movie since the Disney acquisition. Part of their plan, I think, to reposition these movies back to summer movies, which I really think it's their way of getting out of Avatar's way, which now they own. So why not maximize office on all these movies anyway? Yep. And that's so crazy. Fucking Disney owns Avatar now. That's wild. And it's gonna be a very big movie. But we'll see. We'll see exactly how big is yet to be seen. We still have to see a piece of marketing. They were throwing around. So a lot of people were sharing a fake, mock-up trailer, not trailer, poster that someone did. That was cool looking. But...
June 1st.
Yep.
Untitled Deadpool sequel.
Yeah, still no title for it. Interesting. I would have sworn it would have just gone Deadpool 2.
Oh, I'm actually going to read the plot synopsis because it is a joke in itself on us.
All right, let's hear it.
After surviving a near-fatal knee-boarding accident, a disfigured guidance counselor, Wade Wilson, struggles to fulfill his dream of becoming Poughkeepsie's most celebrated French bulldog breeder, while also learning to cope with an open relationship. Searching to regain his passion for life, as well as a new stuffed unicorn, Wade must battle ninjas, tight-assed metal men, and babysit a group of stereotypical side characters as he journeys around the world to discover the importance of family, friendship, and creative outlets for his very open-minded sex life. He manages to find a new lust for being a do-gooder, a sparkly Hello Kitty backpack, all while earning the coveted coffee mug title of World's Best Fourth Wall-Breaking Superhero.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff there.
That's Deadpool, dude.
Good old Deadpool. Well, I like the poster. The old I love Thanksgiving dinner family.
I love the poster. Yeah, Josh Brolin looks awesome as Cable.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad everybody's coming back. Seriously.
And it's directed by the dude who did Atomic Blonde.
Ryan Reynolds was put on this earth to play this character.
Yes.
That is why he was created.
His sole purpose
was to be Deadpool.
And he is now fulfilling it.
Yes, he is fulfilling his destiny right now.
Well, thank God it's happening. And it's happening well.
Yes.
All right. That's the first movie of June.
Yep, June 1st. All right, cool. Coming out June 8th, Ocean's 8.
There you go. Coming out 6/8/18/08. Mm-hmm. 08 if it's a hit, which it should be. Expect Ocean's 9.
Mm-hmm. And 10.
Then Ocean's 10.
Oh, it looks like
lead us up to 11, 12, 13.
It looks like Matt Damon makes an appearance.
They all do. They're bringing in. I mean, not necessarily all in this movie, but yeah. The main guys, they're gonna work them into all.
Well,
because
I'm trying to think. If I remember correctly, in the Ocean series, Matt Damon's mother and father were in the business and knew Danny.
Yes, that's how he knows Danny. Yeah. That's how he got into it. And Sandra Bullock's character is Danny Ocean's sister.
Okay, so there we go.
So she's the ringleader.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely expect cameos. And then it's Gary Ross, mm-hmm. who directed it, who has a very interesting IMDb. His filmography is all over the place. He did Pleasantville. He did the first Hunger Games. A very poor choice for that. But he's friends with Steven Soderbergh.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked with Soderbergh on the design of this movie. I think we talked about this before. Yeah. To make it as in line with the tone and feel of the Ocean's movies. So it's almost like it's a fake Soderbergh movie. I wouldn't be surprised if Soderbergh shoots and edits it as well. Mm-hmm. I gotta keep an eye on those the credits.
Coming out June 15th.
Like Peter Andrews, liar, that's Steven Soderbergh.
June 15th, The Incredibles Dose.
The Incredibles Dose. Incredibles Dose.
Dose.
Is that what it's called?
No, it's Incredibles 2.
Because I had the Incredible Toast. The Incredibles 2. Everyone likes The Incredibles.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Exactly, it was fine.
They ripped off Watchmen in a couple ways here and there, but it's fine. That was still when superhero comic books were being deconstructed in pop culture. Now we're well past out. The Deadpools and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we now understand conventional tropes and conventions of comic books as a
society.
As a society, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see where this one then fits into all that. We'll see. I'm actually, yeah. This is Brad Bird. Iron Giant. The Incredibles. Guys, good? What does he do? That was Tomorrowland.
June 22nd.
Here we go.
Jurassic World.
Yes.
Fallen Kingdom.
They got to go back to the island to get all the dinosaurs off because it's going to explode.
Yep, which is the most ridiculous plot for a movie ever.
And apparently the trailer is the first like 50 so minutes of the movie. So we'll see what happens after they get off the island. Where did the dinosaurs go? Another island?
Maybe.
Save the dinosaurs. Save the whales. Nuke the whales. Save the oil.
June 29th. There's some movie with Amy Schumer and Michelle Williams called I Feel Pretty. It's a comedy.
Okay. A Schumer comedy?
Schumer comedy.
I'm still waiting for that Amy Schumer, Jennifer Lawrence movie to come out.
I know, right?
What was that supposed to happen?
June 29th, Sicario 2, Soldado.
Soldado. Without Denis Villeneuve, my expectations for this are low. And the trailer is okay, I guess, but it does look like a Sicario knockoff as opposed to like a Sicario sequel.
It does.
So
I agree.
You know, I'll see it. I hope it's good and it's got the tension and the craziness, but Oh man, I'm all about that Denis Villeneuve. I'm on the Villeneuve bandwagon.
And I'm not sure if it'll be coming out in theaters or whatever, but are you familiar with Kyrie Irving's Uncle Drew? They did they did some commercials, some Sprite commercials a couple years ago.
Oh, with Kyrie Irving?
With Kyrie Irving dressed up as the old man playing basketball.
Okay, yeah, I've probably seen it. There's so many versions of it.
Well, no, exactly.
My favorite one is still LeBron James doing the entire family.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Including his own version of an old man.
So those guys, there's an Uncle Drew movie coming out.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun. I would have honestly preferred the LeBron James version, a TV show, but that's cool.
No, exactly. I mean, LeBron will probably be in there. I guarantee you Kyrie. I mean,
yeah, but as that family thing.
I don't know.
Because remember when he was sitting there, he's the old man, they're sitting at dinner, and then he's like, I got a quadruple double.
No, Shaq's coming out. Shaq's coming out of retirement for this movie.
Yeah, good for him. Good for Shaq.
Nick Kroll's in it.
Maybe Shaq will bring the general with him.
Yeah, like I said, Nick Kroll's in it. That's weird.
I like Nick Kroll. Nick Kroll's great.
All right, on to July 6th.
July 6th, so essentially 4th of July weekend.
Yep. The new Marvel movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
All right, so there you go. They also claimed 4th of July weekend. Pretty big deal there. The first post-Avengers movie, but it's between Infinity Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how this movie actually fits into the overall timeline.
Yeah.
Wild stuff.
Also coming out, The Purge, The Island.
Yeah, apparently it's a prequel, which is like, I don't want to know. I don't care. How did we get to depart from in the first movie? I don't give a fuck. You went over that in like voiceovers and exposition scenes and text on the screen. Now you're going to make a whole movie out of it? I would rather see the continuing evolution of the Purge world. Also, I'm pretty sure it's a different writer-director. That guy passed it on. So I don't know. I'll wait for the reviews to come out on that one.
July 13th. From the guy, what the fuck is he doing directing this movie? From the guy who brought you Samurai Jack on Powerpuff Girls and Dexter's Laboratory, directed by Genndy Tartakovsky. Mm-hmm. Hotel Transylvania 3, wait, Summer Vacation.
Those are his movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Now I have to go back and watch them.
I bring them up every time. I bring that up every time.
Really?
Yeah, or you bring it up every time. It's like Hotel Transylvania, and again, these are cops. Yeah, man,
I have to go back and watch those movies now.
That's how he's making his monies. He's got to make money somehow.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So he's animating
He made enough money. I'm sure he made enough money off those Star Wars Clone Wars animations.
Oh, that too, yeah. People That's love him too. Those. Yeah. People love those. Yeah, Hotel Transylvania says they're not that well reviewed, though. So go to them thinking, like, missed some sort of animated classics.
No, I'm just trying to. I want to see.
What? Well,
I can see his work.
Yeah, yeah.
He does
absolutely.
Good work.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he does do good work, absolutely.
So,
yeah. But this is his, his big commercial setup.
Also coming out that Star weekend, Wars, Skyscraper with Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson, a movie called Skyscraper?
Described as a hostage action thriller set in China. So I'm.
Chinese Die Hard.
Exactly.
Okay.
With Dwayne Johnson and Neve Campbell.
All right. Man, how can they keep just. That's how good Die Hard is.
Yeah, that's how good Die Hard, yes.
It's like, let's do Die Hard in a building. All right, now it's Die Hard on a boat, Die Hard on a plane, Die Hard. They've gone all the way back around to Die Hard in the building. Sons of bitches.
Now we're in China, though.
They just moved the country.
Even though, wasn't it, Tamagotchi Plaza? So it was a Japanese company?
It was a Japanese, Nakatomi Plaza.
Nakatomi.
It was a Japanese company. Yeah, it was Japanese.
So now it'll probably be an American company in China.
Ah, I like that. Or a Tibetan company in China. Oh, shit. Take that, China. Recognize Tibet.
Coming out July 20th.
We just got banned in China.
Alita : Battle Angel.
Yeah, there we go. James Cameron produced it. I mentioned this before, back in like 2001 or 2.
I mean, we're told, do we really care about China's one China policy?
We? No.
With Tibet and Taiwan and all that nonsense?
No, free Tibet.
Free Taiwan, too.
Free Tibet, free Taiwan. China, you're being fucked up. We seriously just got the show banned.
From China.
Yeah, people cannot download our show in China.
That's anymore. Fine.
No one's downloading anyway. We've probably been
banned in China just for...
Just for existing.
Yeah, exactly.
How dare we, capitalist pigs. Yes. What we were talking about? You just said?
Mm-hmm.
What movie were you just talking about?
Alita Battle Angel.
Alita Battle Angel Robert Rodriguez. He got the gig last year when James Cameron was finally like, listen, I'm making Avatars for the rest of my days, but I still want this Battle Angel movie to get made. So he handpicked Robert Rodriguez to direct it. So if Cameron's got some faith in Rodriguez, then I think we should have some faith in him as well. Make a pretty cool kick-ass movie based on this manga.
Didn't we already have faith in Rodriguez?
It's spotty. Depends on a project. You know, Sin City sequel was not good.
No, no.
He does those Spy Kids movies, which, like, the first one,
was awesome.
The third one was like, eh. I only saw it because it was in 3D. Yeah. The fourth one wasn't that good. I only saw that because of the Smell-O-Vision gimmick, which sucked. The best thing about seeing Spy Kids 4D all the time in the world that had the scratch and sniff cards, I grabbed extra cards and then took them with me that Monday night into the SBK Live studio for a live appearance, and then handed out the cards to them, and we did like a scratch and sniff live type of thing. That was awesome. But otherwise, that was the only thing that movie was worth. Thank you, Robert Rodriguez, for giving us that little bit of content.
July 27th.
I'm sure he'll care. I'm sure he'll care very much about that. July 27th.
M:I:6- Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible. It still needs a subtitle. Yes, from Chris McQuarrie, who did Rogue Nation,
yep.
Coming back for a sixth one. This is the movie where Tom Cruise broke his ankle doing a pretty basic stunt, which is pretty wild.
Good for him.
All the crazy stunts that he's done, and then this one he breaks. Also, this is the movie where apparently he was training for a year to be able to do whatever massive stunt is in this one. Oh. Now all these movies have bigger and bigger stunts. We're going to get to the point where he's just going to, like, they're hot air balloon to, like, the edge of the atmosphere.
And just drop.
And then just drop, just like that Red Bull commercial, yep. But except it'll be Tom Cruise. And he won't have a suit on, so, like, his hand will, like, blow up really big or something.
Also coming out that weekend, Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, good for you.
That Teen Titans show that you see me watching sometimes on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it's a fun show. I've seen some of it. I'm noticing now, as we've gotten so far into the year, a lack of kids' movies.
And also coming out that weekend, an untitled DC Comics film.
You know what? Up in the air, that could be fucking anything. Because with the whole DC changeover now, Geoff Johns is out, the Conjuring guy is in, and they've already, it seems like they've announced that Deadshot solo movie that they were contemplating is axed. And the Lobo solo movie they've been working on forever is like, nope, back burner. This ain't happening right now. So we'll see what's happening with DC movies in the next few years. Mm-hmm. There's a whole restructuring that went down. So new plan in place.
August 3rd.
August 3rd.
The Predator.
Yes. Okay. So
Shane Black.
Before Fox got sold to Disney, they signed a deal to make an R-rated summer blockbuster Predator movie. Shane Black made it happen.
We've been talking about it for a while now.
I'm gonna keep talking about it until the movie comes out, yep. Because maybe my most anticipated movie of the summer.
Could be.
I think so.
No.
I mean, we have Avengers, we have Deadpool 2, we have all this Ant-Man, all these movies. I want to see that Predator.
Yeah. Exactly.
Written and directed by Shane Black. Come on, man. Where's the Christmas?
Also coming out that weekend.
Also coming out that weekend,
Antoine Fuqua's The Equalizer 2.
Oh, man. How did they put out these two movies at the same time? And the first weekend of August, that's not good. They're going to cannibalize each other. Yep. I would not be surprised if Equalizer 2 comes out on top of that box office weekend.
Because
it's
Denzel.
PG-13. It's his first sequel, I think. No. He's never done a sequel to any of his movies. So, yeah. I'm still waiting for that Deja Vu 2, but I guess we'll have to do with Equalizer 2 instead.
Also coming out that weekend, Tyler Perry's Madea Family Funeral.
Family Funeral?
Yep.
Okay.
Somebody died.
Probably not Madea.
August 10th.
Okay.
The Meg.
Oh, I always waiting for a good Megalodon movie.
Mm-hmm.
This one probably will not be it. It's hard to make a... How do you create the danger for people in a when your monster is in the water, but he's so big, so you gotta be out in the ocean.
Yep.
I don't know, that's tough to do.
Also coming out that weekend.
Yep.
Diego Luna stars in the Scarface remake.
Yeah, we'll see if that actually comes out. Diego Luna, I love you, and I know it's Scarface, but I think Cinema Crespi, so listeners know my continued stance on the furthering portrayal of Hispanics as drug dealers.
And drug also coming out that weekend,
Hispanics do a lot more than that.
Starring Anne Hathaway, the Barbie live action movie.
That's wild. Anne Hathaway, you're better than this, Anne Hathaway.
She is much better than
you're better than this, but you know, she's making a buck. Good for her.
August 17th.
She's got kids too, you know. Just had a kid. Gotta make something for them now.
August 17th.
No, she has the Princess Diaries. Anyway, August 17th. Here we go. Wrapping up the summer.
This sounds like the most insane, crazy, fun movie ever.
All right, here we go. This is how we're ending the summer with this movie.
The Happy Time Murders, directed by Brian Henson. Starring Elizabeth Banks, Melissa McCarthy, Maya Rudolph, Joel McHale. They're puppets. When a puppet cast of an 80s children's TV show begins to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective turned private eye puppet takes on the case.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Why does it sound familiar to Happy Time Murders? I feel like, I wonder if this is a remake of something where I've just been seeing the name popping up lately online. That does sound like a lot of fun, though.
I mean, Brian Henson, that's Jim Henson's son, right? I mean,
yeah, it's Henson family, Henson company, working with puppets, but it's about investigating a murder of a show. Yeah, that sounds like a good time. Yeah.
It looks like the Muppets for adults.
Yes. I'm down with that.
Me too.
Okay.
Also coming out that weekend, some thriller directed by Rupert Wyatt, Captive State.
Rupert Wyatt, the guy who did the first Planet of the Apes movies, and he also did...
It's starring Vera Farmiga and John Goodman, so...
Oh, there you go, good actors.
Mm-hmm.
He did that Planet of the Apes movie, and he did something else. What else did Rupert Wyatt do? Did he do... Or is that Rupert Sanders? God damn it, Ruperts. Too many Ruperts. It's a sentence I never thought I'd say. All right, so that's the end of August?
August 24th... Sure. Although, August 31st... There's some drama called The Little Strangers that's got Domhnall Gleeson in it.
Oh, okay. So that's our annual Domhnall Gleeson,
As far as we know.
Unless he pops up with another mega blockbuster under our noses again.
Well, I mean, if there's a Star Wars that comes out that year, he'll be in it.
Next year.
There we go.
Following you. All right. September.
September.
Labor Day weekend. Is there anything you listed?
September 7th, nothing listed right now.
Yep. That's a dump weekend. The first 2 weekends of September are bad weekends.
September 14th, a bunch of bullshit that we don't care about.
Exactly.
September 21st, Goosebumps Horrorland.
What, Jack Black coming back for that one? Yeah, good for him.
Also, it looks like it looks like Taron Egerton and Ben Mendelsohn and okay. So it looks like they remade Robin Hood in the streets of New York.
Yeah, they made I don't know if it's an updated one, but it's like a gritty version.
Yeah, that's what it says.
But I think it's still England old time because there's still a sheriff of Nottingham.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's got Jamie Foxx, though.
Is he the sheriff? He's the sheriff. Jamie Foxx is the sheriff of Nottingham.
Okay. And Eli Roth's The House with a Clock in Its Walls comes out that weekend.
The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Starring Cate Blanchett, Jack Black, Kyle MacLachlan, Colleen Camp.
Wait, it's an Eli Roth movie with Cate Blanchett?
A young orphan named Louis Barnevelt aids his magical uncle in locating a clock with the power to bring about the end of the world.
That sounds like garbage.
Fantasy horror mystery sci-fi thriller.
God damn it, Eli Roth, get your shit together. All right, I'll withhold judgment until I see something. Nope, prejudge, it's shit, and then I'll see something. I reserve the right to change my mind. There you go, that's what I want.
And hey, Joel Egerton, September 28th, Joel Egerton directs another movie that he stars in.
Oh, okay.
With Lucas Hedges, Nicole Kidman, and Russell Crowe, called Boy Erased.
All right.
The son of a Baptist preacher is forced to participate in a church-supported gay conversion program.
Oh, a gay conversion movie.
Sweet. It's about time we got one of these.
Interesting. From Joel Edgerton.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Okay. Go. Go. Good.
October 5th.
Ooh.
Venom.
Yep. There we go. Kicking off the end of the year. Venom is going to be... they said they were going with a horror movie. Mm-hmm. Making Venom a horror
film. Action, horror, sci-fi thriller.
And October, Halloween is the end of the month. So it's in vibe. It's going to be in line with what we got. So, man, I'm cautiously optimistic from the director of Zombieland and 30 Minutes or Less, two movies I enjoy quite a bit. Also from the director of Gangster Squad. So,
also coming out that weekend, Bad Times at the El Royale. A thriller. The film is set in the 60s in a dilapidated hotel in the Lake Tahoe region in California. But it's starring Chris Hemsworth and Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is why said something about
Chris Hemsworth thriller.
Yeah.
Lake Tahoe thriller.
Yeah, what? Jeff Bridges don't be talking like this all the time. All right, October 12th.
Nothing listed good? Yeah. Like I said at the top of the episode, the end of the year is going to be slim pickings.
Okay, October 19th.
Okay.
David Gordon Green's Halloween.
Yes. Co-written with Danny McBride, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. I am in.
And
it's going to be great. Direct sequel to the first Halloween.
What?
It's going to be fantastic.
And then we're getting, also that weekend, Andy Serkis's The Jungle Book.
Yes, which has been renamed Mowgli.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes. And I think it's maybe more of a sort of prequel to the story that we, the Disney-fied story that we know.
Yeah.
He has been making this one for years. It's his own stop motion, and he's directing it.
Yeah, because he's directing it. It's got Cate Blanchett, him, Christian Bale, and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cate Blanchett is back.
She's back.
That is the best thing that happened lately, man. I love Cate Blanchett. Yeah, it's his own, and it was supposed to come out last year, but then the Disney Jungle Book with Jon Favreau got announced after he announced his. And
it came out before.
And it came out before.
Because
it didn't come out before, but they scheduled theirs to come out right around the same time.
Yeah.
And he was like, damn it.
You can't compete with the Disney machine.
I can't compete with that, like, especially what if it's good, which, yeah, guys, it was. So he went ahead way back then and pushed his movie a further year just to give him that much more time to do the effects and to make it as good as possible. So I'm not big on the imperialism of Rudyard Kipling stories, but I'm down Andy Serkis. He's one of the token white guys in Black Panther, Tim and Martin Freeman. They gotta be like, man, they're just standing together like, isn't this cool? We gotta beat this movie. What else come out?
That's it.
For October.
Yep.
Right.
On November, X-Men : Dark Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. Yep, the second stab at the Dark Phoenix story.
At least this one looks, just from the plot synopsis, at least we have the correct plot.
Well, they're getting there. For sure, part of it's going to happen in space. And they even said that this may play out over the course of two movies.
Which is fine. I just want them to do it proper.
I think they are. That's the whole point. That's why they're even doing it to begin with. Because they got fucked up the first time around with, Brett, I suck at everything Ratner.
Yeah.
He made some good movies in the 90s, but that was a long time ago.
And he did a really good job teasing Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, he teased it.
At the end of X2, when you see the Phoenix underneath the water,
was that X2 or X3?
It was at the end of X2, I think.
That's Bryan Singer.
Okay.
But all the Dark Phoenix stuff happened in the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is Brett Ratner. Yeah. Anyway. This is Simon Kinberg, who produced every single one of those X-Men movies, the good and the bad. So it's his first movie as a director. We'll see how that works out.
Yes, we will.
Cautiously optimistic.
Also coming out that weekend, The Nutcracker in the Four Realms.
All right, because I guess we need a Nutcracker movie every year.
Well, it's Disney.
Is it Disney?
It is Disney. It's Disney's The Nutcracker.
Disney's the Nutcracker?
Realms. Yes. Starring Keira Knightley, Morgan Freeman, Mackenzie Foy, and Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren. Ah, yes, Helen Mirren.
And last but certainly not least, starring, what's her name, Ronan?
Circe
Ronan.
Circe.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Oh, okay. So this goes from playing a high school girl this year to a queen.
Bloody Mary.
Queen of Scots. Oh, yeah. Bloody Mary, Queen of Scots. Oh, yeah, it's Helen Mirren in that one.
Coming out November 9th.
WWE, I'm Paul McCartney.
Apparently, there's a new Grinch movie coming out.
Animated. With Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's about time.
And apparently,
it's been almost 20 years since the, 15 years, over 15 years since the Jim Carrey one.
And apparently, also coming out November 9th, Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly are Holmes and Watson.
I'm down with that.
So am I. You want to know why?
Why?
It's got Ralph Fiennes in it.
Perfect.
I guarantee you he'll say fuck in that movie.
Hopefully he's Moriarty. That sounds like fun.
He totally. You know, right? You know he is.
It's gotta be, right?
Oh my god. Will Ferrell as Sherlock Holmes. Battling John C. Reilly as Watson.
Yeah.
Battling Ralph Fiennes. I am fucking so. I do not like Will Ferrell, and I am sold on that
You're
movie.
You're sold on that? Do you have a director there? Does it say Adam McKay?
Ethan Coen. Not Ethan.
Eaton Cohen.
Eaton.
Eaton Cohen's done some Will Ferrell movies, yeah. The lesser Will Ferrell movies. That's fine. Okay, cool. Sounds fun.
November 16th. Eddie Redmayne is back. No? Johnny Depp
is
back.
Yep. Not back.
Or is now in
a new character.
Fantastic Beasts, : The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Yes, the Fantastic Beasts series continues with many people from the first one and new ones.
The
Johnny Depp and Jude Law. Correct. Never saw the first one.
Nope.
Catherine Waterston's in it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was in the first one.
She was?
Yeah, she's running around with Redmayne.
No, I gotta see the first one.
Do you though?
I mean,
you can just do a Google image
search. It's not Sammy. It's not Sammy Watts. If Sammy Watts was in that movie, that'd be
awesome. Then you feel obligated.
Yeah.
He's so old.
I know he is. November 23rd.
He should be in your 2018 Celebrity Death Pool.
Ralph Breaks the Internet, : Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yep. Surprise. Sort of a surprise. It is a Disney animated movie, but it was a huge success when it came out, that Wreck-It Ralph. And it's good.
I never saw it.
You never saw it? It's good. Nope. It's enjoyable. It's a fun little story, and Sarah Silverman's character kind of steals the show. She's great.
Okay.
Yeah. I would definitely recommend seeing it. Mark? It's good enough that based on the marketing for this one, I might see Wreck-It Ralph 2.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. So that's November?
Yep.
Are we into December now?
December 14th.
All right.
Mortal Engines.
I think I saw some marketing for this a while ago. It's a weird story about cities are like roaming cities now. They're gigantic vehicles.
Okay, so it's
set. And then they devour smaller cities.
So many years after the quote-unquote 60-minute war, whatever that is, cities survive a now desolate Earth by moving around on giant wheels, attacking and devouring smaller towns to replenish their resources.
Looks weird as hell. I think it's produced by Peter Jackson.
Directed by Christian Rivers.
Whoever that is.
And starring Hugo Weaving.
Yeah, Hugo Weaving. Yeah.
So. Also, this is going to be a weird fucking movie, Chris. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man : Into the Spider-Verse.
That's the animated one that I thought was at least being produced by Lord Miller. And it's got the Miles Morales Spider-Man.
Okay.
As opposed to Peter Parker.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's starring Liev Schreiber, Mahershala Ali,
fuck yeah,
Shameik Moore, and Brian Tyree Henry.
And then Donald Glover's working on the Spider-Man thing for the FX network, I think.
Yeah. Speaking of Mr. Glover.
Mr. Glover.
March 1st, Chris.
Bring me a dream.
ATL season 2. It's back.
Yeah, really? Awesome.
March of this year. We got ATL season 2.
Oh, man, that's a great show.
Oh, God. That was 2 years ago it came out, right?
I think it was last year. Early last year.
A breakout hit. It was freaking amazing. Stay woke, Chris. That's all I can say. Stay woke.
Lakeith Stanfield. So good.
He's amazing.
He's so good.
December 21st. Jason Momoa is Aquaman.
All right, December.
Yes.
That's an interesting release date for that.
Well, it's because it's going up against Bumblebee.
Another interesting release. Interesting to put these movies out in December. I wonder if these release dates are going to move at all.
Maybe they're trying to pick up the anti-Star Wars slack. There's no Star Wars this year in December.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to throw out some big budget stuff to maybe...
So there's no Star Wars in December, and Avatar got pushed back a year.
So what I'm thinking is these idiot studios think that it's the weekend that makes the money and not the movie.
It's Star Wars, not your damn stupid Bumblebee movie that no one's going to give a shit about.
Yes. Yeah. So December 21st, Merry Christmas, we get 2 shit movies.
Yeah, well, we'll probably get more than 2 shit movies, actually. And so that's it. That's what we have so far, right?
Yeah, and then December 28th, Mary Poppins Returns.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I'm surprised that's not coming out before Christmas.
It's a huge deal, and just the fact that Dick Van Dyke's in the movie
is back because it's a sequel. Emily Blunt is the new Mary Poppins with music by Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yep.
Meryl Streep and Colin Firth round out the cast.
You know, when I think English chimney sweepers, I think Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Well, he's hot now. And also coming out, hopefully.
That Hansel's so hot.
Hopefully, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Did they find a replacement director yet?
It says Dexter Fletcher.
So they did, Dexter Fletcher.
Okay. Yeah, because Bryan Singer, we know he's out.
But they were a decent way into production on that, though.
That's why he's still credited as director.
If they use the stuff, yeah. Just like Ron Howard apparently reshot pretty much the entirety of Solo. So Lord Miller will get, I think, no credit. Maybe a producer credit if they fight for it. But apparently... it's all gone. So anyway. So that's it.
There we go. That's the year.
That's the year. We tried to do it quick, and we couldn't do it. It was over an hour. And we flew through some of those, too.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Well, guys, what movies are you looking forward to? Hit us up on Twitter or email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com, and let us know. And we'll read them in the next episode of the show, episode 262 or 3 or 4, depending on when you're in this one. And, you know, make sure to join us on the Crespo Hundo, hashtag Crespo Hundo. See 100 new movies in 2018. That's what we're doing. Hashtag it on Twitter. At Crespediso, Instagram, Cinema Crespediso, or join our Facebook group. You can do it there as well. All right. That's it. Thank you, Drew.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you everyone for downloading, listening, rate us and review us on iTunes. We'll be back with more stuff soon. Peace.
So when do you want me to start?
I want you to start now. Go.
No, I mean, what date do you want me to start from?
Oh.
Because, you know.
From today.
Okay, so the 5th.
No.
No, next weekend?
The Post, yes. Starting with The Post on the 12th. Although, is The Post listed there? Because it came out already.
No, it is not.
It's not. Then Phantom Thread's probably not listed for the following week. That's the difference between the mobile and desktop. Desktop tells us.
Yeah, I know. Neither of those are on there.
Because they came out already.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They are technically 2017 films. That's fine. All right, I'll bring up a disclaimer at the top about that. Check 1, 2. Check, how you doing? Welcome
Chapter
to the show.
Four.
I'm going to lower that a little bit. I'll raise you a little bit. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
Check 5, 6. Check 7, 8.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Get your woman on the floor.
Get your woman on the floor. 5, 6, 7, 8.
You gotta get up to get down.
That doesn't rhyme. Ass, titties, ass, right? That's just, you just do that. Remember that?
A PFT Media production.